Hey everyone, it's Star Master Jeff here, back with my special bonus series where I talk about how I plan that good old AdventureCast campaign, available exclusively only for our Patreon listeners. In today's debrief, I'm going to give you a look at how I ran Episode 10, Rest and Relaxation. I'll be talking about what was planned, what surprised me, and exactly how much I'm improvising behind the screen. If you're into game mastering, world building, or just curious about how the story takes shape, this one is for you. So after the dark nature of Episode 9 and Felix's focus story, I wanted to give the characters a chance to take a break, kick back, and relax in what a syndicated TV show might call a filler episode, but I can't just let episodes exist. I need to tie them into the larger universe somehow. So in this episode, we do allow the characters to free roam, have fun, rest a little bit, relax a little bit, and get into some hijinks without this oppressive darkness coming down on them like from Felix's focus episode. But I still wanted to include some world-building extras in here, especially around the Void cultists, and what's going on in the universe at large. So this is one of the first episodes where we tried something a little bit different. We got together as a group and we came up with a little bit of a script that everyone could loosely adhere to for the opening of the episode. It is really interesting because it was originally conceived of as a warm-up exercise to get everyone into character and ready to record the podcast. But we enjoyed doing it so much that we decided to start doing intro scripts a little bit more often and incorporate them into the beginning of the podcast as an actual way to seg the listener into the story. It's actually been really, really fun writing and capturing the voices of all these different characters and working with the group to figure out what a good introductory script is for each episode. And we've had a hell of a good time with it, and we hope that it's an interesting addition for you as well. So that brings us to episode 10, where the characters find out that they are running low on fuel, they need maintenance on the scapegoat, and they themselves are at each other's throats. They've been cooped up on the scapegoat for a few months now, and they are all sort of renegade, rebel, free birds that cannot be cooped up and all want to be in charge of their own destinies. It starts with little things. Someone took my orange juice. Someone keeps creating a problem on the scapegoat that I need to fix. They're at each other's throats. They're inflammatory towards each other. They've lost that little bit of a polite edge that you have with strangers as they become closer and closer together into sort of a found family, but definitely a forced family in a lot of respects. Hey everyone, it's Jeff editing this GM debrief. And as I listen to it, I'm realizing I keep calling scrapjacks slapjacks, and that is wrong. So go ahead and count how many times I totally borked the name of the truck stop and leave a comment about how dumb I am. And here we go. Tensions are running high when they come upon Slapjack's truck stop, and Captain Thorne wisely says that it's time to stop, fuel up, get maintenance on the ship, and, more importantly, get maintenance on the crew. So Slapjack's is this huge interstellar truck stop. I say huge, but, you know, as far as truck stops go, it's pretty small in the vastness of space, but it's quite large. It can easily bed down a few hundred people. It has these really large rooms like the cavernous cafeteria or the front room with all these chairs and sofas and people can relax. There's a hustle and bustle of lots of people everywhere. They're definitely nowhere near capacity because they are on the outskirts of space, but Slapjack's has that capacity and could hold a lot more people and did in the past when they were actually located closer to the inner systems. Part of having this debrief is I get to share a little bit of the history that people that listen to the podcast and don't subscribe to the Patreon don't actually get to hear. So very quickly, Slapjack's is a truck stop that used to exist in the inner system closer to Polyfin, but as more and more way stations and truck stops proliferated the sector, and as more and more spike drives began to open up and interconnect all of the different planets, having a truck stop ended up becoming a really big business. And larger corporations were spun up and began to take an interest in having these way stations. And so a little independent place called Slapjack's really didn't have a chance of making it in this new interstellar market. It was actually cheaper for them to move Slapjack's and try to find a space that wasn't already taken over by corporations. And so they were pushed further and further out, because Slapjacks is a spaceship. It's not just an inert object in space. It has a spike drive, but it is incredibly expensive to use. So it was actually cheaper to activate the spike drive and find a new location than to try to compete with all these new way stations that were popping up. It's sort of like the death of Main Street as Walmart took over America. So they moved out to the corner of the sector. Here they've been surviving by catering to long haulers or those going out and smashing up asteroids for minerals or trying to find ice and bring it back to the inner systems. That sets the stage for Slapjacks, and I think it's a really cool location, and it allowed me to do an idea that I've wanted to do for quite a while now without interstellar police or corporate military coming in and, you know, ruining the plot. And that is having a Die Hard. I love Die Hard. I love when I get to put characters in a situation where a bunch of enemies come in and they get to hide from the enemies and try to subvert them. So I created Slapjacks as a sandbox. I knew what NPCs were there. I knew the entire layout, which check the post for this debrief and you will see the map that all of the players could see while we were playing to figure out where they wanted to go and how they were going to move. But beyond that, I didn't create any actual adventure. Void cultists show up. They have a goal, which will be revealed as you listen to episodes 11 and 12 in what I'm calling the Scrapjack Saga. And then I just let the characters go crazy. Everything I do is reactive to the characters. For me, number one when I'm creating a sandbox is to, of course, create the map where everything's going to exist and what sort of resources are there. But I'm far more interested in the people that are at Scrapjacks. So I placed a bunch of NPCs with a few lines of the way that they act and what their own goals and ambitions are, so that when the characters go and interact with them, I have something to riff on and improvise with, because a lot of this episode and 11 and 12 is improvisation. Things that came out of this that I really, really loved for NPCs is I love the Doctor. I love Buddy AI. Yana 7 is very interesting. I didn't know that she was going to be attracted to Thorne in that way. And Lieutenant Dan Grand was sort of a off-the-cuff NPC that had a military background, and I realized at the last second he could have an interesting connection with Robert. And then, of course, there's the Void Cultists, which is our first glimpse in this campaign of weird science and the sort of Lovecraftian horror that I have a hard time escaping as a person. I love that feel, and I tend to incorporate it into all of my campaigns in some way, shape, or form. Just a glimpse into the void and the great beyond, and that cosmic horror of feeling that you are witnessing something that is beyond humanity, or perhaps even beyond your comprehension, and how that makes your brain feel. I expect it makes people feel like their brain is breaking, as reality seems to have been completely subverted. And I'm really excited to go further with that concept, and I promise it will tie into many more episodes as we continue on this infinite story. We have no end in sight for when this podcast is actually going to end, and we have a lot of cool story hooks and a lot of cool things that we want to do in the story, and one of them is pulling on the string of the Void Cultists, their weird science fork apparatus, and the Lovecraftian horrors that may exist in the great beyond. One challenge that a game master has when they are running a sandbox adventure is keeping track of all of the players. A lot of tables have a rule where they don't like when parties split up. And in fact, for many years, I'd be like, oh, please don't split up the party. It's so difficult. Everyone is going to have such a boring time waiting for this one person to do their little side story. But I've been GMing now since I was 10 years old. I'm 40 now. I've been doing it for 30 years pretty regularly. And I've thankfully developed a little bit of a skill to be able to bounce back and forth between people at a cadence that keeps them interested and occupied. So it ends up not being such a big deal that all of the players separate. As long as the game master is willing to hold that many storylines in their head, keep them all interesting, and find a way to weave all of the plots back together so characters can re-solidify as a party and take on the threat as a group. So over these next three episodes, you'll see that all of the characters are going to split up, coalesce back together, and ultimately come up with a plan to hopefully save the day, and if not that, save their own skins. So that's episode 10, Rest and Relaxation, the first in a trilogy that I'm calling the Scrapjack Saga. So look forward to episode 11, entitled Stress and Vexation. Episode 13 comes shortly after that. And episode 14 will be our next focus episode, This time, the neo-noir-themed backstory of Thorn as he explores the rain-slicked streets of Polyphen. I can't wait to share it with all of you, and thanks for coming along on this awesome journey with us. Well, that's all for me today. Love you all. Bye for now. If you want to hear every episode before the public feed, the Patreon is how you do it. $5 a month gets you everything 2 weeks early. The main episodes, the Star Master logs, and even the SWN rules breakdown that Brian records to go with each and every episode. Head on over to patreon.com/darkstaradventurecast, because the next episode is already out.